Lost Hope Radio.
Radio.
Hello out there, everybody in listener land. You're tuned to the Tim Murray Variety Show number 4. Thank you for tuning in. I will be your neighbor for the next hour. What's happening in the world out there in listener land? Why don't you call me up and tell me about what's happening in the world in listener land? What I'd like to do is I would like to start a new segment for this show, episode number 4. I would like to start a new segment where I will offer an audio advice column. You call me with your troubles, worries, and concerns, and I will help you achieve every goal you've ever dreamed. I will help you with that. All you have to do is call in. The guest call-in number is 805-856-2808. If you're listening online, you can see that on your screen. I don't need to keep repeating it, ladies and gentlemen. So that's a new segment. Would like to talk about that. Would like to help everybody achieve every dream they've ever imagined in their lives. I have a Shurma Kulandakinu is what I'm trained in. Ehegugu. I don't know, I'm just sitting here making noises to myself, and I apologize for that.
Well, I heard about the fella you've been dancing with all over the neighborhood. So why didn't you ask me, baby? Or didn't you think I could? Well, I know that the boogaloo is out of sight, but the singer ain't the thing tonight. But if that was you and me, I got baby.
This again tonight. I'm not prepared to have you. Yeah, you're cute. You're freaking cute. Yeah. Yeah, have a business. Yep, go for it, tough guy. Okay, freaky freak, have yourself a freaking business, have a phone number, have hours that are open right now, and don't answer your blanket phone. Well, I have news for you, King Hamburgers, King Gyros, King Giros, King Heroes, King Leros, I got news for you. You just lost a customer. You just lost a damn customer, and I don't even feel bad about it. So, you want to try me? You want to try me? You want to try me messing around like that? I'm tired of this crap anyhow. Well, you're finding cheap tacos for dinner. You don't even know what you're talking about. All I want are cheap tacos for dinner. You know, you want to sit up. I don't know. I'm talking to myself again, ladies and gentlemen. But anyhow, the offer's still out there, you know, with the life coaching that I've become involved in recently, life coaching others, answering, and helping, really. Just being a helper, a general helper of everybody out there in Listenerland and beyond. I mean, you can pass it on to a friend who you may know is struggling with something in their life and say, hey, you know, I know this guy who does a blog talk radio show, and he's a life coach, and he's willing to help you. And here's his number, and, you know, the show's Monday nights, and he'll help you. Just call in. It's free, you know, no charge, you know. You don't have to worry about insurance or any of that kind of stuff. So it's very, very exciting. Yeah, well, you know what's going on. Where have I been? Well, I got this theater summer school thing going on right now, which is a lot of fun. Due to the fact is, the neo-futurists there in Chicago, Illinois, Chicago, is a very exciting, very interesting aesthetic in theater work. You can find them online anywhere you want. They're located in New York and Chicago, and I have the opportunity to study with them this summer. Looking forward to that. The classes will culminate in a student performance sometime in July. It's this idea that I've never done anything in theater except for be, you know, some sort of character on stage, reading lines or creating characters and these things like that. And so I've never approached theater outside the realm of, you know, this sort of method acting and being this character with these memorized lines and all these types of things. And the neo-futurist completely turned that on its head, to where when you're on the stage, you are who you are in the moment that you're actually creating. So I'm always Tim. I'm never going to be, you know, I'm never going to be Othello or any of these other things, any of these characters from any plays, where they do have lines and things like that to memorize from time to time. But it's always me as I am, dressed in my street clothes that I stumbled in on, no sort of character names or any of that. So it's really a lot different for me, because it's sort of a struggle to really expose yourself on stage, you know, as your personal life, because everything you say in the neo-futurist realm is supposed, you know, should be truthful, should be completely you on the stage without anything made up. So it's this struggle, you know. It's sort of intimidating to be on stage and to bear, you know, hey, this is my personal life. These are my personal opinions. These are my personal desires and hopes and wishes, you know, and to do that for an audience of people is a little more daunting than I first expected, but it's a lot of fun, and have a great group of teachers and fellow students, and we're kicking some booty. We're going to be out there. But yeah, man, that's what's going on in my world, if anybody out there in listener land was wondering. And oh, let's see, coming up in June, we have the Jacksonville, Illinois Attack Squadron Poetry Music Comedy Extravaganza, Jacksonville, Illinois. We're situated somewhere just southwest of Springfield, I believe. That's June 22nd. We'll be attending that. I will be commandeering a carpool from Northwest Indiana. If anybody else is interested in signing up for that, I don't know, put you in the trunk or strap you to the hood like, you know, something like a freshly killed deer on its way down to the butcher shop to make venison jerky, you know. So, yeah, there's that. And, yeah, man, that's where we are.
Yes.
I'm a dope fiend. I don't believe your laws. And if it's a policeman, I'm a dope fiend. Take the joint out of your jaw. I'm a dope fiend, and I'm getting out of jail because. I'm a dope fiend, sitting in my bedroom high. I didn't even light up no muggles, don't know why. I'm just naturally a dope fiend under the empty sky. Yeah, I'm a dope fiend, I don't sniff cocaine. I hear the walls ringing, my nose is still in pain. It's snowing all over New York City, give me a two-penny bill. I'm a dope fiend, you should have seen me use the main line. Yeah, you should have seen me shoot that white heroin. I used to get the chills, but never burned down my mind. Hey, hey, oh, Lord, dope fiend, I dropped LSD. I see Manhattan towers stick up in eternity. 10 years ago, you should have took the elevator up with me. I'm a dope fiend, nigga love a comic faggot queen. I'm a fiend that just belong here, but it's where I never been. But if your mother see my picture in the paper, she say I look clean. Hey, I'm a dope fiend, I'm a dope fiend. I breathe sweet clean air. I don't shoot my arm nevermore. I'm a dope fiend everywhere. I'm a dope fiend in the policeman's eyes. Yeah, they wouldn't dare. To bug me for dope fiend, I don't carry any shit around. I'm just a dope fiend by nature. I like to sit on the ground, all naked with my clothes on, making a plumatric sound. I'm a dope fiend, I'm a dope fiend, gonna bust this nation's mind. I'm gonna put LSD in your brain, I'm laughing jazz in the wind. Ether and Peony gonna drive Mount Rainier blind. I'm a dope fiend, aroma's only friendly grass. Dope fiends are carrying nothing but larva on my ass. Hey, oh, you dope fiend Jimmy, out there in the middle class. Hey, bitch, you dope fiend, when you gonna change your laws? Hey, oh, dope fiend, join the butter party because they're gonna legalize and get everybody by the big white hole.
You have got.
It's the final countdown.
I think all these places are on to me. You son of a bitch, if you are not the second cod ass I've tried to call in my life, you son of a bean stringer, I will not, under any circumstances, put up with another damn company, place, store, etc., that I call that does not answer my cod assing call. You just lost yourself a freaking customer, whoever you think you are, I do not know. Dial, cod ass. You cod ass. You cod ass. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. I'm talking to myself again. Cancel. I don't need you. I don't need you to talk to me like that. For one thing about it. For one damn thing about it. Another damn thing about it.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Yeah, thank you. Feed up, pat him on the po-po. Let's hear him laugh. Ha ha, feed up, pat him on the po-po.
Thank you for calling your Boaz Walmart. How may I direct your call?
Well, I'm not sure how you can direct my call just now. I was going to ask you, do you have a section that deals in, like, elbow injuries?
Like pharmacy?
I don't know about pharmacy, but you got anybody that, like, stocks things for elbows and things like that?
Like wraps and stuff like that?
Yeah, you know, like salves and gauzes and little scissors and tapes and all that.
Mm-hmm. Hang on.
Thank you. Thank you. Feed up, pat him on the po-po. Let's hear him laugh, ha-ha. Feed up, pat him on the po-po. Let's hear him laugh, ha-ha. Ain't seen a kid like this before. So good looking, gonna have some more. Feed up, pat him on the po-po. Let's hear him laugh, ha-ha. I got a paddle boat with a broken paddle on it. Well, hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Who on earth am I speaking to?
This is the pharmacy.
Yeah, they sent me back there. That gal sent me back to you because I was calling about if you guys do help with elbows.
We got some, brace things you can...
Well, you put braces on there, but I tried that. But the thing was, see, I was out on the paddle boat this afternoon, and I'll tell you, I think the paddle on it broke, and it hit my elbow, and I got this gash on there. But I was looking for, like, some type of gauze or salve or something like that, maybe like a socket wrench type of gizmo that you put on there?
No, we don't have that.
What do you guys have? Would you recommend like ibuprofen or something like that?
Yeah, you could take it. It would help with pain and inflammation.
Now, do you ever take that for like minor aches and pains and things like that?
Sometimes.
You find that it upsets your stomach at all? Because I've had that in the past, and I'm afraid to take it because sometimes I get like something, you know. If I take a lot of it, it does. You take a lot of it, and it'll mess up your stomach like that?
Yeah, but I don't usually take a lot of it.
All right, well. Oh, man. Is the pharmacist in?
No, they won't be until in the morning at 9 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness, man. I don't know what to do here. I got like this. I had received an injury prior to this where I thought I was sitting there watching television, and I think I dislocated my knee. But I had been on the paddle boat all afternoon, and it's like, well, if you're going to paddle, you have to have a paddle on the boat, and the damn thing broke on me. I tried fixing it and all that, and I don't know. You have any? Oh, my gosh. I need your help, ma'am.
All I can tell you is just you can get some, clean it good and bandage it up until you can see somebody, you know.
Yeah. Y'all got a clinic in there?
No, sir.
You got to be kidding me. All right, man. Well, you don't work too hard tonight now. Thank you for your help.
All right. You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye now. Bye now. You got to be kidding me.
Well, I called up the psychic lady on my TV set. I gave her my credit card number, said, do your best. She said, if I were you, boy, I wouldn't even get out of bed. that Mars is lined against you, and you better stay home. Yeah, I see earthquakes, floods, and famines wherever you roam. Yeah, the next few days for you are like a twilight zone. And I said, psychic lady, you drive me crazy with your video voodoo and your beehive hairdo. Like a genie in a bottle, you're living in my TV set. Well, I went down to my car, but the motor was dead. And I remembered what the psychic lady had said. But right then, someone knocked me in the back of the head. Well, I woke up, beat up, face down on the busy street. And I hailed me a cab, but they'd taken my wallet and keys. Then a cop stopped by and arrested me for vagrancy. And I said, psychic lady, you're driving me crazy with your video voodoo and your beehive hairdo. Like a genie in a bottle, you're living in my TV set. Gone. They'd taken everything but my troublemaking telephone. So I threw it out the window, said, psychic lady, leave me alone. Yeah, I said, psychic lady, you're driving me crazy with your video voodoo and your beehive hairdo. Like a genie in a bottle, you're living in my TV set.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Thank you for calling Walmart. This is Becky. Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm up here in Beardstown, and I was just wondering, I was on my way down to your store, but I think I got lost here somewhere. I'm off of 67. I'm out there, right over there by the Maradosa National Wildlife Refuge. I think I'm lost.
I think you're lost.
Yes, ma'am.
67.
Yeah,
okay, you started at Beardstown. Did you go east or south? Which direction
out
of south?
I headed out on
yes, that sounds right.
I came out on
67.
I came out on 67, but I took a wrong turn somewhere out here by the wildlife refuge. I'm over by 99.
Okay. You crossed a river, didn't you?
I believe
Great
that's
big
what
bridge?
Was down there. It's dark out, I believe. Yeah, I believe.
Okay. You went through Maradosa and went over a great big bridge.
Yes,
you need to turn around and come back across that bridge, go through Maradosa. It comes to a T-intersection shortly after that, after you go through Maradosa, a mile or so, it comes to a T-intersection. You want to turn, as soon as you're coming from Maradosa, you would make a right turn, and that will put you back on 67 coming south.
You got to be kidding me. You're good at this, man. It seems like you've been lost over here before.
No, I used to work highway construction.
Awesome, man.
And I worked in that area.
Okay,
and,
so I'm coming back down 67 after that, and I'm heading down into Jacksonville.
Yes.
Yeah.
It will turn into a four-lane for you.
Okay.
And you will want to interchange, let's see.
Oh, man.
Morton Avenue.
I'm writing this down here, Morton Avenue. Gotcha.
And when you get off that interchange, you will head east off that interchange. You'll come through a signal light, and the next signal light, you will be turning into our parking lot. We will
be
on the south side of the road. Oh, no.
Are you over by the deaf school over there?
Actually, you won't get that far, okay? Please don't get that far.
All right.
But, yes.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
I think you're over. Now, by the way, I'm coming down there because I think I was wondering if you guys have those big like flashlight batteries and big like D ones. So I think I dislocated my thumb. So I was going to come down there and like the D Duracell.
Uh-huh. I don't exactly know how big they go, but I'm pretty sure we would carry them, you know.
All right. Yeah, all right. Thank you. Well, really, thank you for all your help like that, and I appreciate it.
Now, as you come south,
you
won't take the first interchange. You would take the one that said Morton Avenue.
Morton Avenue. Is that over there by Liberty Road?
Liberty Road.
No, Gravel
you lost
Spring
me there.
Road. I'm sorry, Gravel Spring. Where am I?
You're getting lost again.
Oh, goodness. I see Gravel Spring Road coming up. Let's see here. You got to be kidding me. There's a cemetery.
But you're still coming down.
Oh, my goodness.
Gravel Spring Road.
I think you gave me the right thing. I mean, I see Mount Zion Road. Where on earth am I? Now, there's this here Chapin Cemetery right here. That's what I see.
Okay, you're in Chapin.
Yeah,
you're still on 67 headed our way.
I'm doing the right thing.
You're just far enough out of town that I'm not catching all your little road names.
Oh, I got you. Okay, I got you.
And all, because they're the side roads. I'm familiar with the major ones.
But
Chapin, you're coming through Chapin. You're coming south on 67. You should be coming up on the four ways and all. Four lanes.
Yeah, four lanes right here. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right here. Right. I got you. It says 104.
That's fine. It's called both names, you know.
Yeah. 104 here. All right, I'm
104
out
and 67 run together for a little ways there.
All right. Oh, yeah, definitely. All right. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so you tell me I get down to that interchange down there.
Yeah, the one for Morton Avenue. And you're going to want to come east then.
Yeah.
Yes.
East on there. All right. When I get down there, I'll go east on there. What was your name, ma'am?
Becky,
thank you for your help here. Oh, I got your number. I mean, I'm gonna stay over here on Morton Road. Get over there on Morton Road. But if I need you, you're gonna be over there by that telephone.
Not too far away. Generally, once in a while, I get away from it, but not too far. Generally, you should be here fairly shortly anyway. So, that's good.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Becky.
Mm-hmm. You have a good one.
You have yourself
Bye-bye.
A nice night. Bye bye now. That's
mm-hmm.
a good old gal right there, I tell you that. God bless America. It's a real good old gal right there. Hello, 219 area code. You're on Tim Murray Variety Show. Welcome.
Hey there. Is that Tim I'm talking to, or?
No. I don't know.
No?
Who do you want me to be?
Okay. Well, I don't know. Whoever you want to be, but I was wondering if you're still, like, worried about elbow injuries.
Well, I actually think that I'm kind of thinking it was more of a olfactory receptor that I may have dislocated. I'm not sure about that. Hey, do you know a lot about elbow injuries?
Well, no, but I looked it up on the internet for you.
Oh, well, you believe anything that comes off the internet? I don't believe nothing that comes off that. I'll tell you what I did here. I was in I believe there was a helicopter crash. At that time.
Okay.
And what had happened to me was it had caused a very deep thrombosis, you know?
Okay,
you know,
okay, yeah.
Pulmonary embolism and
yes.
a deep vein thrombosis that had happened to me during that, from seeing that, from witnessing the horror of it. And
absolutely.
I'm injured. Yeah, I'm injured, and I do thank you for looking it up. I mean, what are you on, one of those? Are you on a, what do you call that? A Wikipedia?
No. I went with the big guns, and I've got Medline Plus here.
Oh, man. Oh, you got the big dogs. I was just about ready to call Poison Control. Oh, no, I wasn't.
Nah, I don't think Poison Control can help you with that one.
Yeah. So, well, you can help me through. You want to walk me through getting this thing bandaged up here? Because I think, you know...
Well, let's see. We have diagnosis and symptoms, and we also have treatment. So we're looking for treatment, right?
Yeah, I think I have endometriosis on this elbow.
I don't think you can have endometriosis of the elbow, though.
Yeah, you can get it, man. If you leave the wound open for too long, you can get endometriosis on it. I've been told that.
Okay. Well, is your elbow planning on getting pregnant, or?
No, man. It's past that.
Okay.
Age
now. Well, then.
Its fertile years are behind it.
Well, good, good, because I don't think with endometriosis you can actually have children.
Oh yeah.
But so all right, but just trying to get rid of the pain.
Do you ever take ibuprofen?
I've taken ibuprofen, yes.
Do you know where I can get some Vicodin? Maybe just contact me off air with that information.
Okay. Yeah, I can probably help you with that later. But okay, Medline does not have anything for elbow endometriosis. Do you think that maybe golfer's elbow? Do you think that might be close? Because
no,
they do have something about golfer's elbow.
A gallstone elbow?
No, golfer's elbow.
I ain't golfed a day in my damn life. I went to putt-putt a few times, but I ain't never been, I ain't no Arnold Palmer or any of that.
Okay, well, I was just wondering if maybe you thought it felt like that.
I don't know what that feels like, to be honest with you.
Hmm. Should we look it up?
I'd be lying to you if I told you I knew what golfer's elbow felt like. Gallstone elbow, now I have had that in the past.
Okay, what's that like? I don't think I've had that one.
Yeah, I could speak with great dignity regarding that. You know.
Okay, well, we have a definition of golfer's elbow.
Okay.
Okay, golfer's elbow is a condition that causes pain on the inner side of your elbow where the tendons of your forearm muscles attach the bony bump on the inside of your elbow. The pain may spread into your forearm and wrist.
Did you just say bony bump?
I said bony bump. That's what it says right here.
That's the best thing that ever happened to me was that bony bump. Oh.
Okay. Okay, so golfer's elbow is similar to tennis elbow.
You've got to be kidding.
But it occurs on the inside rather than the outside of your elbow.
So these are different injuries.
And it's not limited
sports,
to golfers.
Two of which I've never played.
Okay, but it's not limited to just golfers. Tennis players and others who repeatedly use their wrists or clench their fingers can develop golfer's elbow.
Yeah, I think...
Do you repeatedly use your wrists?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you think that perhaps...
I think so, ma'am. Like the repeated wrist action, I think... the left hand is kind of weird, though. I don't know why. I don't know. You think, do you see anything on there about gingivitis elbow?
No, let's go back here.
Gingivitis elbow. In the meantime, 419 area code, you're on with us. We're trying to figure out, trying to diagnose my elbow problems, 419 area code.
I don't know, man. I think you just need to buck up.
What do you mean, buck up? I don't understand. I don't understand your lingo.
Be a man there, Tim Murray. Just deal with the pain, sir.
You're not calling me out on national radio right now.
Do you think Randy Macho Man Savage worried about how his elbow hurt after he did the bionic elbow off the top rope? Well, not the bionic, that was Dusty.
Macho Man Randy Savage, I'll tell you something.
Now,
yeah,
now
I think
Macho
you have
Man
a point.
Randy Savage, he was not a pussy.
Yeah, you got that right. I think he has a point here.
Whoa, hey there. Let's not say that.
I think he's kind of calling me out. He's kind of questioning my my gender neutrality, and I was wondering, you know, he's kind of questioning my sexuality right now, and I was wondering, in a gender neutral bathroom, how that might make me feel on national radio. And I
never heard Randy Macho Man Savage say, wah, my elbow hurts.
Wow, man. This is intense, man. I can't believe that the actual callers of this show are abusive to me. So I suppose you're the kind of guy that would punch me around in a gender-neutral bathroom somewhere. Take advantage of me. You got
no.
You redneck. You damn redneck. You call
That's
this
right.
show
That's
playing
right.
these monkey games with me.
That's
did
right.
you actually
the
call in?
Flag
the...
in the front yard.
Hell yeah, brother. Now, actually,
right.
419 area code, did you call in for the life coaching?
Life coaching?
Yeah, I'm offering free life coaching. Why is that met with laughter? I mean, I'm seriously trying to help my friends, colleagues, and listeners.
Yes, I called in for the life coaching, yes. Yeah.
Okay, you can ask me in complete confidentiality. It'll be only between me and you.
Yeah, it'll only be aired on the radio, yeah.
Yes, it'll be completely confidential. And anything you want to ask me, yes. So if you have a question, a deep concern, feel free.
You'd rather make it as personal as possible.
Right.
It's good for the ratings.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
How do you feel right now?
Drunk and stoned.
Is this like a cry for help? Do you feel like you have substance abuse problems?
Yes, I feel I do.
And what substances would you be
using? What about
abusing
repetitive motion disorders?
That too.
Yeah. So you feel like you have these repetitive motion disorders that make you use various substances to sort of medicate yourself?
Yes.
Have you ever questioned your sexuality?
It's like carpal tunnel syndrome, ain't it?
Yes, it is. Exactly like carpal tunnel syndrome. Have you ever questioned your sexuality?
No.
Are you bisexual?
I've had other people question it, though.
So you don't feel you're not homosexual? Are you bisexual?
No.
Seems like you took
like
a few.
A guy tried to grab my dick once in Los Angeles, though.
And did you allow him, or did you gay bash?
No. I stopped him, and then he started to pull his out, and I was like, no. You leave that right there. And he tried to tell me that his wife wanted to sleep with me, and I was like,
"Did you have a
really?
Threesome?"
No. And then after that, he was like, "Well, she'll sleep with you, yeah, but she wanted to see us together first."
And you didn't take them up on it?
Like, no. He was like, "Let me go ask her if it's okay." So I was like, "Yeah, go ask her." And then as soon as he was out the door, dude, I locked it. I guess
so
that's kind
you,
of gay bashy.
Well, actually, I would say that it was actually you were
sensitive.
Very homophobic by not
yeah,
allowing
I
yourself
know.
To engage in a sexual act with him.
I know.
See how I'm here to help and I solved that for you?
Tim Murray, I don't know what I'd do without you, sir.
Thank you very much. And, you know, please spread the word that, you know, in complete confidentiality on Blog
wow,
Talk
man.
Radio, that I would be more than happy to help anyone with struggling with addiction, sexuality, endometriosis, any of the things that we've discussed on tonight's show.
You've changed my life, Tim Murray.
See, now those are the type of things that make me tear up on. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. That's beautiful. I can feel the burden. I can feel the burden lifted from your shoulders from just talking about it.
Tim Murray, man. I just want to give you a hug right now.
A hug through the phone. Just wrap.
That's all right. Yeah.
Oh, just lay the phone on your chest.
That's
feel the warmth and tenderness of your touch.
I don't know. I'm starting to feel a little homophobic again.
Oh.
I don't know, man. This is like a repeating problem.
Oh. 419 area code.
Tim, I'm starting to feel a little homophobic again, Tim. It's a little
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm with child.
Tim?
Yes.
Tim, it's not mine, man.
You just knocked me
up. Maury Povich now.
I'm going to find out who the father is. It's either 219 area code or 419 area code. It's one of the two of you that knocked me up tonight.
Maury will do a DNA test, man.
Hell yeah, he will. And if neither one of you find out, I'm going to line up another two or three people.
Two or three suckers.
Yeah. Oh. You son of a bitches better support me. I can't go through this alone. I'm not going to be another teen mom.
Support.
I'm not going to be a teen mom. Going
I'm not
through all
be a
that.
Single mom.
On MTV and all that. I'm not going to do it.
Tim Murray will not be a single mom.
No, I won't. I'm not going to be a victim. I'm not going to be a statistic. Speaking of that, one of the teen moms made a pornographic video. Did you see
she
that,
sure
Michael
did.
Grover? Did
was
you see it, Michael
moms?
Grover?
What?
Yeah.
What is this?
Speaking
is this
of
like
one of my
TV
fellow
show that I'm supposed to know.
Yeah, one of my fellow cast members on last season of Teen Mom. She scored, you know, and made some money for herself by making a pornographic. The 219 area code seems to know a little bit.
Well, yeah,
about
but you see, this
I
is the
do.
First time
I do. In fact, I did
Teen Mom,
see.
So I really don't care.
Oh, come off of it. Anyhow,
well,
219
anyway,
area code, please.
Yes, dear.
Yes, please go ahead.
What's the question?
The question was
no,
talking
I was going to say
the
that
teen mom porn.
Mm-hmm. I saw it, or at least I saw the 10-minute
she saw the
thing.
Porn?
Not the whole thing.
Okay.
Just the salient parts that they pick out so you will actually, like, watch it.
Sure.
Man, my carpal tunnel syndrome is starting to act up again.
How do you recover so fast? You just impregnated me, and then all of a sudden you're... How do you recover so fast?
I don't know, man.
Let us bask in the afterglow for a while. You don't have to be such a... You know. Goodness.
Oh, dear.
Did you find the condensed version, the trailer, if you will,
mm-hmm.
10 minutes, though. I mean, did you find that appealing enough to say that, hey, I want to go for the full hour or whatever it is?
No.
It seems like 10 minutes would have been fine, you know. That would have been fine. It would also have seen everything.
Yeah, it was pretty much, they took,
you
like I said,
the
they took out all
the... There.
Yeah, you saw the salient points and, okay, cool.
And then you were done with
That's
it.
Fine.
Your interest was, you know, fulfilled. You were done.
Yep.
Don't need to see
anymore.
Okay. And during that 10 minutes, where do you feel like your orgasm took place? Was it like within the first 5 minutes?
No.
The last 45 seconds. You know, a minute after. I don't know.
Nah, there. I wasn't actually turned on by it, frankly.
What do you feel like the turn off was? I mean, 10 minutes worth of, you know, this must not have been a good porn. This was not good porn.
No, she was annoying. For one, she was not good looking to look at. For two,
So they allowed her to talk.
Yes, they did.
And that. I'm sure she's a great actress.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. She's got
well,
written all over.
You know, that's interesting you would say that. I mean, I suppose, you know, if she's going to play the... Well, okay, never mind, because she is kind of a, you know,
teenage. I heard she's been nominated for an Oscar.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. You know, if she's playing the teenage, you know, the teenage brat, I suppose she kind of had that down.
Mm-hmm.
But then really, is she acting? I don't know. But
yeah, no kidding.
But no, she's not pretty to look at, and she was annoying.
So much like the show, right? I mean, that's exactly what the show, I mean, isn't that what they based the Teen Mom program off of? I mean,
that's
annoying as hell.
I don't know what it is.
You're gonna, you know what, just Michael Grover. The thing is, here's the thing. Go
yeah,
on
save
YouTube.
Myself all that annoying stuff that you guys had to watch.
No.
Watch.
It's important that you find out what this is, and it's important that you immerse what little is left of your non-chemicalized brain to use up some space for this Teen Mom phenomenon. That's beautiful.
So anyway,
now,
what were we talking about?
No. Yes, that was very important. I thank you for clarifying the 10-minute pornographic trash mom television variety, whatever you want to call it, the
mm-hmm.
cult of the faux reality television programs. I think you kind of
mm-hmm.
their true blue colors come out when they're being ass fucked in a porno or something like that. You know, so that's just my personal opinion. See.
Well, and you know, here's another thing that was kind of annoying about it too, is that she was trying to bill it as a leaked sex tape instead of an actual porno.
Oh, I see. Like,
and
oh,
she will not let
that
claim die.
Like somebody stole out of her computer.
Huh?
Is
that what she's saying? Like somebody stole it out of her computer?
Yeah, exactly. Somebody got their hands on it.
Somebody
and
hacked
leaked it.
But I mean, her partner in this thing was like a legitimate porn star, though. I mean,
oh yeah.
So, I mean, a legitimate, you know, actor.
Maybe even your boyfriend.
Well, I mean, I believe
yeah,
she made almost a million.
Who is in fact? I know this for a fact. James Dean is dating Stoya, so ain't no way that he would be fucking around with this Teen Mom chick, if you've ever seen Stoya. Have you ever seen Stoya?
I'm not familiar with Stoya, but James...
I don't know Teen Moms. I don't know Stoya.
I have a hard time with James Dean, though. I can't
really...
I don't
know any of this stuff, man. James Dean.
We're talking about somebody who's been deceased
for
nearly...
Yeah, like talking about old movies now, yeah.
I believe
what?
He co-opted the name. It's not the actual James Dean.
But does he look like him?
A passing resemblance, sure.
And he's like a porn star?
Yeah. Yep, so...
Well, I thought with James Dean, you know, like, the zombies are all the rage now, so I didn't know if they did some sort of resurrection type
porn
of...
Star.
Yeah, I didn't know. You know, that's kind of... That's the selling point now. Anything zombie is going to sell, you know. I didn't know if they did some type of... Went to small town Indiana, you know, did some type of ritual, you know.
Man, zombies and porn together, that would sell like hotcakes, man.
Yeah, I mean, now it would, yeah. See, you just stole that from me, Michael Grover. See, I was attempting
to make a zombie porn movie.
So, yeah, to forge my
to
way into
a zombie porn movie.
Porn industry. And I was thinking that threesome with you and the married couple. I think that would be a wonderful place to start. Michael Grover as Zombie Grover with the
you
married couple.
You already have that on tape, though.
Well, I know, but we can think about like reshooting it, but
right.
You know, with the makeup and the, you know, the zombie and the, you know, the dead
yeah.
the corpse type of thing. You don't have to do a whole lot of acting. You know, just kind of.
Yeah,
I
know. You know, I'm good
you
at that.
You just
sort of
lay there. You're a zombie. Yeah. That's what zombies
I'm
all do,
right?
That,
yeah.
Oh, that's hot.
It is hot. It's hot. It's the selling point right now. I mean, it's time now to launch this.
Well,
this is the place.
This, right?
Time. I'm willing to film you in Jacksonville, Illinois this June. June 22nd.
You know I'm
going to
be there.
I know this, and I'm willing to.
No,
I'm
wait,
willing
wait
to
a minute.
Film
wait,
you
wait a minute. Wait a
in a
whoa,
threesome.
Whoa, 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 whoa. you said a married couple, right?
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, if I have to recreate it, I'm not going to go find that original couple that wanted to bed you.
I'm starting to feel homophobic again.
No, 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 no. Don't feel homophobic. I would like to see you in a body threesome with a regular couple. Say
with a married couple.
Like with like a Night of the Living Dead type of motif where the married couple drive into the cemetery to visit their dead relatives, and here's Zombie Grover digging out of his poetry grave, and you have sex with them. But it's not rape. It's like they're... It's not rape or anything like that, or like a violent attack. It's like they're total. Yeah, they see you coming out of the. They're like, oh wow, what a very attractive zombie man.
I can like jump out of Whitman's team, man.
I'm just this is where I feel this is going to, and I think that there's a very attractive zombie. Hey, let's go fuck him, and then we have like this, you know.
They're really into that stuff.
Yeah, I mean. This is going to be very beautiful, and I thank you so much for being so willing, Michael. I didn't know that you were, you're an incredibly willing. There's got to be a cemetery around Jacksonville somewhere where we can make this happen. Michelle Quinn, would you be interested in being the female actress in this film?
She's not married.
Oh, I don't know.
It doesn't matter, married. This would be acting. We can have a pretend married couple in the. In the film, it would be wonderful.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of
be.
Your.
Yeah,
you that's
what
I was
to,
trying. We need the we need
the
third
like a
piece
hot
of the puzzle. I would. Say, I'm thinking
not
there's
that
only
I want
one.
A hot husband, but I think she does.
And I know you do.
What
too,
now?
Michael, deep down somewhere, deep down, you want a hot husband, Michael. There's only one person I can think of, and I think you can all read my mind. Who that is?
Oh no, man!
Oh God!
Don't say it, dude! Don't say it.
Yes. See, we're all on the same.
Is he going to be wearing his diaper?
Yes, he will. Yes, he
will.
Oh,
don't do it. Oh,
yes.
My God.
Yes,
no,
he will.
No.
See, we're all, see how we're on the same wavelength here, man? It's all, it's beautiful.
No,
there's
no
one answer, Tim Murray. Come on, man.
Yeah, it was so beautiful how that all, it all meshed together. Oh,
there
it feels so good, doesn't it?
Answer, man.
Yeah, it already feels good, and it hasn't even started yet.
And you know he's going to be there.
Oh, God.
I know it. So think about this. Okay, here's
with
the scene.
Diapers.
Yes. Diaper husband.
And his poetry grenade.
And Michelle.
And his baseball cap with his backpack. And
yes, and just a,
man,
just a basic,
terrorist, man.
You know, working class sedan comes into the cemetery. They're bringing flowers to the dead relative. At
he's
going to
drink a poetry grenade.
Zombie Grover.
There aren't enough
digs
poetry
his way out of
the,
his grave.
In the world for this.
Fully naked, fully nude, but in the makeup of a zombie, like you're decomposing, but you're nude. Okay? Car stops. They're visiting the dead relatives, laying flowers on the graves. They look
he
over their shoulder.
To get you.
And there you are. There you are. There you are, right there, staggering towards them, nude, decomposing. And they don't run. They don't flee in horror. There's no other zombies coming out of their graves, and so they become attracted to you.
So
well, no,
well,
okay, wait, I've got a question. I've got a logistics
question.
Gentlemen,
what
I have a logistics question.
Yes.
Okay, my logistics question, don't body parts fall off relatively easy on zombies?
I'm getting to that. Here's the thing.
Okay.
Here's the thing. They start taking off their clothes. They're very attracted to the zombie, the nude zombie, okay? Think about this. A hot fuck scene, Michelle, a hot, like, hood of the car fuck scene with this zombie.
We're going to do, like, a poetry porn movie, dude.
Yes. His decomposing cock breaks off in your vagina that your
God.
Husband then uses as a...
No.
Your husband then uses as a dildo.
No!
I'm weeping.
Murphy!
I'm the next great director on the porn scene. It's possible.
You are the feature.
Oh, God!
So Michael's nub breaks off. It's decomposing, so it's not, it's then used as a dildo between the husband, Michael, Zombie, and
okay, but do zombies
the three of you
bleed?
Share this deal? Well, no, because he was involved.
Oh, man, I'm starting to feel a little homophobic again.
Don't back out. Don't do this. Don't back out and do this. We need you. You're already cast. You're cast. You can't fuck it up. You're already cast.
I'm convinced that I hate gay people, man. I mean,
you're going to say that on national radio, that you hate gay people.
Oh, my God.
I guess the socialist revolution is over.
This is hell.
Here's the thing.
I'm just kidding.
He's
man.
Not going to bleed when it breaks off because he's been embalmed. His blood has been removed.
Oh, okay.
So it all works out in the storyline.
Of course I'd be involved.
This is beautiful. This is... I'm really turned on right now.
Are you trying to say we don't have money to pay the corner?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I just feel like very... I feel tingly inside. Oh, well, I might need a break.
I'm feeling uncomfortable.
Well... Feeling uncomfortable? How could you feel uncomfortable from something like that? I mean, that's beautiful. It's right what the kids want right now.
I was just picturing DJ like pissing in his diapers. Remember, were you even there at the time that he pissed in his diapers?
Yeah, I was sitting right. He did it in my room, as a matter of fact.
I was looking out the window at the pretty river.
Yeah, I was looking at Brian watching a pretty river.
Let the pretty river go, man. Me and Mike Witte were like looking out the window at the pretty river. What's the pretty river?
I don't really appreciate you changing the subject, Michael.
You asked me why I was uncomfortable. I was thinking about that, man.
Well, how about if I talk to him? As the director, I can talk to my actors and I can say, you know, Brian, leave the diaper at home. In this scene, you know, maybe we'll make a future video with the diaper fetish and all that type of thing. But for this scene, you know,
he's really into the diaper, man.
Yeah, we will do just straight, you know, couple driving, you know, just a straight working class sedan couple.
Dude, I'm telling you, I know
Sunday.
Brian. He's gonna like bust out the diaper, dude.
Well, I mean, how is that something you'd be opposed to? I mean, if he was wearing a diaper,
yeah, just
you know, if you don't take
it,
the
dude.
Yeah, but if you don't take the diaper off of him, how could you be concerned? I mean, that would shield you from his genitals, if you think about it.
All right.
So what is my costuming in all this?
Well, you'd probably wear like a late 80s, early 90s, you know, one of those track suits. Like
okay.
A purple and pink track suit in with like white running shoes.
Oh, fantastic.
Shoes,
okay.
And like a lot of Aquanet.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, actually, come to think of it, Brian could only wear a diaper. I mean, think about that. It's him driving in, happy husband.
That's like his trademark now, Dee.
Yeah, I mean, just driving in that way. And, of course, Michael, you don't need any clothes, but we will need the cosmetic
the
type of thing for you. The zombie makeup. And
zombie makeup,
And what are you going to do with his real penis if his fake one's going to fall off?
Well, have you ever seen that
my
movie?
My penis isn't
going
to fall off, is it? No.
It'll be a prop. It'll be a rubber prop or wooden.
Yeah,
or
unless
whatever.
You have a detachable penis, Grover. I don't know. Do you?
No, I don't have a detachable penis, but...
Okay.
It
would work
right
out.
That might come in handy, I'm sure.
It would be helpful if it was an actual... We have 60 seconds left, but ladies and gentlemen, it would be helpful if it was just a dildo that broke off. And have you ever seen the movie Silence of the Lambs? He can stuff his genitals between his legs.
Ah, okay.
See, and hey, look, I don't have any genitals now. It broke off inside of, you know, the wife here.
Yeah, makeup, man. They can do wonders.
Yeah, I mean, we could do wonderful things for you. I'm kind of happy that the show has 30 seconds left because I feel very turned on. I feel very turned on, and I thank both of you for calling in tonight. We have like 20 seconds left. You guys have a marvelous week. 10 seconds left. I love you both very much.
Alright, what we're talking about here is it's kind of a